In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is among us. While we don't get the full effect in the North Texas area, probably nowhere in Texas, but autumn is truly a most beautiful season, most beautiful time of the year, especially if you live back east or in the north. But it's something interesting to note that the colorful, vibrant beauty of fall foliage, again, which we don't really get down here, but we'll get a little bit of it, it actually stems from a process of dying. As the season changes, the temperatures drop, and the days are getting shorter. Trees then get less direct sunlight. And the chlorophyll in the leaves begins to break down. The lack of chlorophyll reveals then in the leaf yellow and orange pigments that were already always there in the leaves, but during the summer months, during the warmer months, it's concealed. It's hidden away. We can learn something from this process of dying in the leaf as Christians. It's a beautiful way to walk in the life of self-denial, which is also a key component to stewardship. It is then that the true vibrance of our walk with Christ shines in its greatest contrast to worldly experiences. When life asks no sacrifice of us, our fullest potential for selflessness will lie hidden away, just like the hidden colorful chlorophyll lies masked in the green leaves during the warmer months of the year. But through hardship, through trial, even sometimes during prosperity, when we place the callings of Christ to stewardship and our call to be stewards to one another is placed above our own personal ego and our own personal self-desires, what happens? The beauty of Christ begins to manifest through you and through me. Such is an image that maybe we can continue to reflect upon as we head into the months that begin to get colder and even our leaves, to whatever degree they do, begin to change. The Apostle Paul teaches that the baptized person, every single one of us, has at least one charism. Charism is a word for gift in Greek. Or more charisms, talents. And God gifts to you and me our talents, our charisms. Why? Not for personal gain. He gives you and me these gifts and these charisms in order to edify his own body, to strengthen and to build up the body of Christ. St. Paul writes these words in 1 Corinthians, quote, "And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracle workers, people who are gifted with healing, with helping, with administration, and the interpretation of various tongues." End of quote. And it was just not St. Paul that taught these words about the importance of stewardship and charisms. The Apostle Peter also taught in his first epistle, quote, "As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, each of you should use whatever gift, charism, talent he has received to serve one another." Now, Peter is talking about the body of Christ. "Whoever speaks as one who speaks the oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. And then St. Peter gives us the reason why. In order that everything, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus the Christ. Because to him alone belongs all glory and dominion forever and ever. End of quote. The annual renewal of stewardship, then, every year we do it in October and November, this annual renewal is an exhortation to every single one of us to take an inventory of how you are using your talents, your gifts, your God-given charisms to serve the kingdom of God. Namely, how you are serving the needs of the outreach. Because this is your concrete experience of the kingdom of God. This is your parish. Not my parish. It's God's parish, but we are the body. And together, God has brought us to build, to edify his body. The annual renewal of stewardship is a divine appeal. This is not my appeal. This is not a human appeal. It is God's appeal to each and every one of you to give God the first fruits, not the leftovers, not what you can fit into your schedule, the first fruits, as we see throughout the entire Old and New Testaments, of your time and your talent. Yes. Why does Sunday begin with the Lord's Day? The first hours of the day are given to liturgy. We give God the first of our time. And again, this year, our stewardship theme is, what shall I render to the Lord? This is a quote from the psalmist. Quote, what shall I render to the Lord in return for his bounty towards me? Indeed, there is a correct way of living stewardship, and there's an incorrect way of living stewardship. The incorrect approach sees stewardship as an obligation, as a compulsion, as something I have to do. And that kind of attitude, we usually end up giving God only out of our excess, what we're not using. There's no sacrifice to it. And therefore, that kind of stewardship does bear little fruit. Authentic stewardship flows out of selfless love, genuine gratitude, and authentic joy. Just remember those three words and you'll know the heart of what stewardship is. Selfless love, gratitude, and joy. And so we hear the psalmist sing, quote, what shall I render to the Lord in return for his bounty to me? End of quote. In other words, the psalmist can't even begin to count the blessings that God has given to him. Why do we attend a divine service on a Saturday evening, a Wednesday evening, or Sunday morning? It's out of joy. It's out of love. It's out of gratitude for his bounty toward me. Why does one respond to the call to sing at liturgy or to serve at the altar? It is out of joy, selfless love, and gratitude for the bounty that the Lord has toward you and me. Why does one bake the korban for the Eucharist, for the liturgy, sew coverings for the chapel, or volunteer to serve on the team of people cleaning the chapel? Out of selfless love, out of joy, out of gratitude for his bounty toward me. Is it a sacrifice? Oh, yes, of course it is. Will it be an inconvenience? Oh, yes, it will be. Following God is not a convenient way of life. It's not about comfort. Does it take a little planning to make it out here to clean on a Saturday afternoon or maybe during the week and to coordinate it with Bob or Matthew? Oh, yes, it takes some planning. Go down the list and it all will take sacrifice and it'll all take planning. But is it worth it? Without a doubt. And for what reason? Out of selfless love, out of gratitude, and out of joy. And God has gifted to you and me an incredible place to worship, a chapel where we can now become who we are called to be. That was not really possible at St. Basil's. Let's just think for one moment. How many Christians in the world do not have a chapel in which to worship? And worse, to take a step out toward that chapel could risk you your life. And those in the world who do have a chapel, does it have the easy travel of highways as ours does? Is it a dilapidated building or a hut which is unlike ours? Does it have clean running water and clean central air for heat and air conditioning? My brothers and sisters, God has really blessed us. He has really, truly blessed us. Are you taking all this for granted? How many of us find reasons not to attend a divine service on a Wednesday, on a Saturday, or a Sunday morning? Giving our time to worldly endeavors rather than to kingdom-oriented endeavors. What about your children? How much time do they give to worldly things and not coming to church and liturgy? How do we hold back our talents from serving the needs of this outreach? Every member of this body needs to contribute and needs to sacrifice because God has given us a great gift. As I preached it last week, Jesus Christ is the icon of stewardship. And what did he give? He gave himself unto death. He gave himself unto death. He did it freely, and he did it generously, without compulsion or obligation. The Lord showed us how to practice authentic, genuine stewardship. As noted in the bulletin this week, if your level of giving doesn't hurt, then you're not giving enough. In my first parish assignment, when I was ordained, the pastor used to challenge all the parishioners during the fall renewal of stewardship to make an effort to attend at least one other church service during the week outside of Sunday. One other service. Now that God has bestowed upon us a chapel, we are gifted this chapel so that we can liturgize as Melkites. There are 168 hours in a week. Can everyone here not do the same, take on that same challenge, and make every effort to attend at least one other divine service during the week in addition to Sunday? Attending two divine services each week would take the maximum, I think, for most of us. There will be exceptions, but for most of us, 5 to 6 hours a week. And that's counting the driving time. That's only 3.5% of your entire week. It's less than 5% of your entire week's schedule. Then again, this is for God. We should always receive our first fruits, the first fruits of our generous time and freedom. Ponder, are you really giving God your leftovers, or only when you can try to fit them into your schedule? When it comes to our talents, our charisms, our gifts, your experiences. Let's take to heart again the words of St. Paul and St. Peter. I'll post them this week in the bulletin for everyone to continue to pray about. Let's remember this. The kingdom of God is not a man. It's not a few people. It's certainly not Father. It's not the bishop. The kingdom of God, the body, are all the parishioners, all of us, laboring collaboratively. Too often, 30% of the parishioners do most of the work, while 70% maybe give out of their excess. That's neither just nor is it charitable. And it certainly betrays Jesus Christ, who is the icon of authentic stewardship. This outreach, as with every parish, is the body of Christ, which means we work together synodally and synergistically. Two big words in the East, synodally and synergistically. What does synodal mean? Syn is to one, together. Odo is walk. Synodal means we walk together as one body. Synergy, a Greek word, ergon, work. Sin together. So when we say synergistically, it means we work together. God has called each and every one of us to be a part of this outreach. You are not here by accident. It's not a coincidence. You didn't choose to be here. God led you here. And we each bring to this outreach, to Christ's body, our particular charisms and our particular weaknesses and our particular experiences. And together as one body, we carry each other, we edify each other, and we manifest the kingdom of God on earth. Matthew was supposed to be here today. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened. So, we were supposed to be getting these today. So, but I'll just, God willing, he can be here next week, or I'll just print them off myself. This is a time and talent commitment card or brochure. Most of you are familiar with it. It hasn't changed from last year. Next week, we will have a financial report from the Finance Council as we prepare also for Stewardship of Treasure. You have one?
I have all of them.
Could you distribute them? Yes. Yes, please. Bob, can you help her? And if you need a writing utensil, Bob can also get the writing utensils to you. Then I will wait. We'll pass them out. While they're getting distributed, just a few notes. First, please just don't rush and just mark whatever on that you think you might want to do. This is a commitment card for 2025. If you need to take it home today, take it home and prayerfully consider all week how you can give of your time and your talent to the outreach. This is not the treasure one. This is time and talent. That's number one. And you can bring it back next week completed or any time in the next 2-3 weeks. Why? Time and talent. You're making a commitment for 1 year. There is no automatic moving you into the next year. So if you did something this year and you don't mark the card for 2025, it's assumed you will not be doing that ministry or that outreach, okay? So it's a commitment for 365 days next year. This year was 366, so it was a leap year. But next year you get one day off. One day less. Okay? So it's a 1 year commitment that begins on January 1st. It will end on December 31st. So right now, everybody, if you signed up for something this year, your commitment is to God for this until December 31st of this year. Okay? If you just look at the front page, as it says there, stewardship is a way of life. I emphasize that because stewardship is not a to-do. It's not on one of your list of checklists to do, okay? No, Christian stewardship is learning how to be a responsible and concerned caretaker of Christ's church. It is learning how to enjoy church life and be happy in church work. For in her dwells the fullness of the Spirit of God. Right? The fullness when the church is together, okay? Our active commitment to use all of our time, talent, and treasure for the benefit of humankind in grateful acknowledgement of Christ's redeeming love. caring for the needs of others, offering oneself to God as he offered himself to us. What a person does after saying, I believe, is proof of that belief. The word believe comes from two Latin words, cor do. Cor do. Credo is cor do. I believe credo. It means cor is heart, do is I give. When you say I believe, it means I'm giving my heart to this. Devotion and service to God and his church, his persons, families, eparchies, as national church, and as a universal church. And there is our theme again this year. What shall I render to the Lord in return for his bounty towards me? If you look on the inside, if you open up to the inside page, on the left, it should be on the left, you'll see the call to stewardship. Just really important words here. Every baptized person belongs organically. Right? This is not an inorganic body, right? This is not some synthesized, processed piece of food, okay? No, this is organic, and it's integrally the body of Christ. And as such, our members, we are members of one another, where every member of the body works in harmony with the whole of the body. The body of Christ is healthy. But when members of the body of Christ work against each other, the body of Christ experiences illness. And that could be as concrete as I'm not giving back in the strengths and experiences that God has blessed me. We all suffer when somebody holds back. The body of Christ has also inferior and greater parts, each with his or her own gifts. God, the source of every good gift, bestows them not so much for personal use and gain. Rather, he blesses each baptized person with gifts toward the edification, the building up of the whole body. Each and every member of a parish, young and old, therefore, has a moral responsibility, guided by the law of selfless love, to use his or her gifts and talents in service toward the edification of the body of Christ. That is authentic stewardship. And then inside you will see the various ministries and apostolates. There's two different words in the church. The ministry is that which directly serves for the liturgy itself. You have apostles that flow out of this. So the apostles are sent into the world to heal, to forgive sins, to build up. The apostles, what happens outside of here. So when we do works of charity for other people, okay, or you see here under the apostles, the cleaning of the chapel, doing office administrative assistance, doing any kind of IT work, helping with teaching the faith, children or adults, an outreach historian, somebody who just can help keep our records, and even hospitality. And then for ministry, that which is directly serving the liturgy is altar server, chanter, korban, bread, and sewing guild. We're not limited to these. These are the ones that have kind of come up over the last year. There can always be more to add, but I kind of focus our energies right now. In the center there, we have the outreach ministries and the outreach apostles. And after each one, there is the coordinator. So if you're new to the outreach or you're unfamiliar with some of these, check these people here. Altar server, well, you know who Father is. Chanter, well, Scott's still sick. Keep praying for Scott. They keep doing tests, and they're doing more and more tests. And the doctors have a plan for whichever one test that comes up as the positive, you know, shows what the diagnosis is. So keep them in your prayers. But in the meantime, I can answer. Greg can answer your questions. Mark can. Korban baker, Janine, raise your hand. If you have any questions about what it means to be a korban baker. This is a very special ministry because every time the liturgy is offered and your household provides the korban, your particular petitions and needs are always remembered in the liturgy. So I know right now Pauline and Janine have been our very consistent korban. It's a very special, but you got to make the bread a very certain way. So we do need more korban breakers, hopefully going into the year 2025. The St. Tabitha Sewing Guild. St. Tabitha is the patroness of sewing. Madeline, raise your hand. Here we go. She's the coordinator. We have the cleaning apostolate. Matthew's been out of commission here lately, but I'm going to contact him and make sure he's still committed to help coordinate this. IT, Matthias has been helping me, but if you have questions, you can talk to me about that. Her historian, talk to Bob. He has lots of knowledge on how that could work. Faith formation, Pauline is doing our children's faith formation for this year. So if you have any questions, please ask her if you want to help out with that. For adult family formation, talk to me. But you have to have real experience in the Eastern Church, and most of us don't have that right now. But hopefully we'll get people to start joining and coming to the classes, and I can start helping you learn how to do it. So if you're ready to commit today sometime at the end of the liturgy, you can mark your sheet. Bob will show you where the pens are. Otherwise, please, if you need to do it, take time, mark it, bring it back for next week, and you can make a little presentation with the offering. Maybe we'll put a basket out here or something, and you can put it in the basket. So thank you very much for your time and your commitment that you've been given this past year. And looking forward to next year, may God bless every one of you in your discernment on how to give back.